t-shirts of each other. Your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're gone. And I'm like, you wishing you could stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Wishing you could stay a little longer.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight, girls high school basketball. As Durand, Arkansas faces Glenwood City in a Dunn St. Croix matchup, this is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For the Lady Panthers, they are 13-4 overall, 7-2 in the Dunn St. Croix after their 63-21 win over Plum City Elmwood. For Glenwood City, they are 6-9 overall, 1-7 in the conference after their 68-27 loss to Mondovi. Emma Hoyt is the leading scorer for the Lady Panthers with 13 points a game. Addison Ott, the leading rebounder, with 6 rebounds a game. For Glenwood City, Tori Ullman is the leading scorer, 10 points a game. Isabel Davis, the leading rebounder, with 10 rebounds a game. The last time these two teams met, Durand, Arkansas won that game easily, 66-27. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen about the win over Plum City Elmwood and also about tonight's game against Glenwood City. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, wow, what a game the Panthers had last night in Elk Mound on the boys' side. We'll tell you who won where and who's playing where. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Strand, Arkansas, Glenwood City girls basketball game, let's run down scores from last night in high school basketball on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In a game heard here on WRDN, the Durand Arkansas Panthers were down by 19 at halftime, but came roaring back in the second half as the Panthers defeat Elk Mound 48-44 in boys basketball. Other boys games from last night, Mondovi over Elmwood Plum City, 51-46. Pine Island defeats Lake City, 76-77 in overtime. Spring Valley over Glenwood City, 64-42. Meanwhile, it was Colfax. They defeated Boyceville, 66-49. Girls basketball from last night, McDonnell Central defeats Prescott 74-67. Alma Pepin, the Eagles, win over Blair Taylor 53-50. Goodhue over Caledonia 64-60. Meanwhile, it was Amory defeating Baldwin Woodville 47-30, while Southland defeats Wabasha Kellogg 64-43. On our schedule tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in boys basketball in the Darrellin Conference, Osseo Fairchild at Alma Center Lincoln, Blair Taylor hosting Alma Pepin, Melrose Mindoro at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, Cochran Fountain City travels to Whitehall. Middle Border Conference boys hoops tonight, Amory at Baldwin Woodville, Ellsworth travels to, or is hosting rather, Altoona, St. Croix Central at Osceola, Somerset plays at Prescott. Girls basketball tonight, one game in the Darrellin Conference, Cochran Fountain City at Whitehall. And in the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, along with the Durand Arkansas Glenwood City game, Plum City Elmwood at Boyceville, Elk Mound travels to Colfax, Mondovi is at Spring Valley. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther preview, we're going to talk with Durand Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen about the win over Plum City Elmwood and tonight's game against Glenwood City. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Glenwood City girls basketball game, joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. Coach, well, we were at the boys game on the road, but tell us the Plum City game. Pretty convincing victory, but I'm sure there were things that you really liked from what the team did.
Yeah, you know, I think we wanted to make sure in that game that we came out with a purpose, came out and got after it, and made sure we were trying to execute some of the stuff we were trying to run, making sure we run our sets right, make sure defensively we wanted to be disruptive. And I thought we had obviously a really good start to that game. We come out and hit our shots right away, which obviously helps. But we were really disruptive defensively and gave EPC a lot of fits.
And as we move on here through the season, now's kind of the time when things should be starting to become more automatic, right?
Yeah, and I think you're trying to clean little things up. So now you're not installing an offense, you're not installing a defense, you're not doing any of that stuff. Now it's just fine-tuning the little things. So I think for us, it's just trying to make sure, are we in the right spots? We've changed defenses a lot this year, kind of going to multiple defenses a little bit. So when we do that, we got to be good at it. So trying to make sure that we're in the right spots there when the ball gets passed to it, making sure we're rebounding out of all those different defenses, and what are we trying to, how do you rebound out of this zone, or how do you rebound out of that zone? And then we still want to be intense. Sometimes when you have a habit of, when you play a little zone, not being as intense or not being as disruptive, we're not trying to play zone that way. We want to be disruptive with what we're doing, just like we do with our man. So that's kind of been the emphasis for us.
talking with Durand Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen tonight, taking on Glenwood City earlier in the season, a very convincing win. As the season has worn on, have you seen some changes coming from Glenwood City?
You know, I didn't spend a lot of time watching them. What I will say is a lot of their scores keep getting closer and closer and closer. And just the first time we played them, it was just drastically different. That coach comes from winning culture. He's done a good job with them. He's got them doing the right things. And so it was drastic even the first time. So I would anticipate it to be more like that. But again, we were kind of just trying to go on the emphasis of we want to focus on us and make sure we're doing the right things and kind of get them to play our style as opposed to us playing their style.
And is that always a danger with we've dominated this team over the last few years? There's always that danger of, well, we're worried about next week or, you know, some of the bigger games that can be dangerous.
You know, and it's not only that, but I think sometimes starters tend to think, oh, I might get out soon, so I got to get my shots up or stuff like that. So I think it's fighting that mentality and just saying, hey, let's just keep the ball moving. Everybody's going to get the same amount of shots. If we're unselfish, it won't change anything as opposed to normal offense. So I think that's kind of our emphasis in those situations is let's just be smooth, and we're going to get better shots that way. Our shot percentage should go up because they're better shots as opposed to us taking difficult one, and hoping that they go in. Let's make the extra pass and get a great shot and have those shots go in.
And really, it's just you want to keep playing in that game-type atmosphere. Yes, there's very good possibility we'll see some of the reserves come in, but that's still not going to be like right away. I mean, everyone's going to have a lot of time to play.
Yeah, and you also want to see the reserves come in and play with that same intensity and not take this as, hey, we're up by X amount. We want to just kind of get our shots up as well. It's no, show why you're here, show why coach picked you to be on varsity, and make sure you make an impact in the game with just your hustle, your effort, your boxing out. I don't really care about whose shots go in, because I think that those things can change a lot throughout a season, and a lot of that is off-season work in general, but your effort and your energy is something that you mentally can take care of every single game, and you can show up and bring that.
All right, we'll have a good game tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
Durand Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen on the way. We have starting lineups and tip-off. Durand Arkansas hosting Glenwood City and girls high school basketball coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand Mondovi Wabasha on 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Durand Arkansas High School as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand Arkansas Glenwood City girls basketball game. I'm Brian Winnikins, and welcome, a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military, listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. We would like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Our streaming audio service is brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com and Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand. Also, a special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service. Streaming video being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And for those of you watching on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel and NTEC Channel 99, Like to say welcome to those of you as well. And speaking of the fine folks at NTEC, we would like to wish congratulations to Sherry Werlein, who had her final day today after 22 years working at NTEC. And she retired today. And so congratulations to Sherry. Enjoy those grandchildren. And throughout the evening, we will be thanking our high school sports sponsors as well throughout the night. Please thank these businesses. Visit their business. Drop them an email. Give them a call and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast, because without the support of these businesses and organizations, it's pretty simple. We wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them for their support. I'd like to say thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at goodrichfh.com, and Elsevia Co-op, your certified Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor. And now our national anthem. And the Durand, Arkansas Band with tonight's national anthem. All right, we are ready to have some fun tonight. Let's introduce our starting lineups for the Glenwood City Hilltoppers. They are 1-7 in the Dunn St. Croix, 6-9 overall. Coming out will be number 4, junior Opal Volts. Number 5, sophomore Tori Omen. Number 11, sophomore Kira Kruger. Number 45, Anaka Ellison, junior, and number 52, senior Isabel Davis. The Hilltoppers are in their blue uniforms with the red numerals, and they will be going from left to right here in this first half. And now for the Durand Panthers, and Lady Panthers are 7-2 in the Dunn St. Croix, 13-4 overall. Coming out, number 2, senior Chloe Auth. Number 11, senior Addison Auth. Number 12, senior Victoria Kurth. Number 14, senior Emma Hoyt. And number 21, senior Sawyer Sibelko. The Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. They will be going from right to left this evening. Earlier tonight in the JV game, Durand, Arkansas won that game 49-17. And so we're ready to go. Thank you to Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Addison off at center to face Davis to get our game underway. Again, very young Glenwood City Hilltopper team. Only one senior on the entire squad, and it's going to be tipped over to Hoyt and to Kurth. Kurth up and in. Full court Panther press now inbounded to Ellison. Ellison now back to Volts, not across the timeline yet. Now to Kruger. Kruger trying to get back up court here, but here comes the trap. Knocked away by Sibelko. Sibelko to Kurth. Kurth up and in. And 4-0 now, Panthers. And inbounded to Davis. Davis now. Pass intercepted by Sibelko to Hoyt. Hoyt back the other way now. Hoyt drives in right baseline, up off the glass, up and in. 6-0 now, Panthers. And so now inbounded to Davis once again. Davis pass to Volza. She'll get it across the timeline for the Hilltoppers now. Hands it off to Omen. Omen now on the left wing gets cut off, has to pass it back over to Volz. Volz now comes back towards the center. Now down to the right wing over to Kruger. Kruger on the right wing tries to work off the screen from Davis inside to Davis. Davis puts up the shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. And Hoyt to Sabelko. Sabelko on the far side. Tried to get it inside to Edison Auth. Over. Throws it. Goes back to the Hilltoppers. 6-0 Panthers. 16:46 remaining in the half. And inbounded now. Nope. Knocked out of bounds into the hallway by Edison Auth. And so it'll stay Glenwood City ball. And inbounding it is Ellison. Ellison now tries to inbound it to Volz, but throws it out of bounds. It will go back to the Panthers. And so inbounding it here to our left will be Chloe Auth on the far side. Panthers lead 6-0. Auth looking, gets over to Sabelko. Sabelko right wing, three ball on the way. Shot's good. Sawyer Sabelko with the three. 9-0 now, Panthers. And inbounded to Kruger. Kruger now comes up here on the near side, gets across the timeline, but has Kurth right in her face now over to Davis. Davis, cross-court pass now over to Volz. Volz now will hand it off to Kruger. Kruger now looking for a cutter, but no one's there. She's going to run out of time and get called for it, but gets the pass off to Ellison. Ellison now pass nearly intercepted by Hoyt. And so it will stay Glenwood City ball now right in front of us. Omen to inbound it. Looking and gets it inbounded now to Volz. Volz now. Here comes Sabelko with the steal. Nope, foul. Okay, so the foul actually will be on Glenwood City. So it'll go, the ball will go back to the Panthers. And so inbounding it is Sabelko to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline. Panthers lead 9-0. 15:57 left in the game. Hoyt, right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Back out to Hoyt to the top of the key now. To Chloe Auth, right wing. Three ball on the way is good by Chloe Auth. And so now 12-0 Panthers. And pass intercepted. Intercepted by Edison Auth. Shot put up. No good. But a foul. And we'll see whose foul will be on number 11. That's going to be on Kruger. And so going to the line for two will be Addison Auth. Thank you to Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts. Call them at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment today. First free throw, no good. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service of other appliance brands at Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Free throw on the way is good by Addison Auth. Please thank our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Ball thrown out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Panthers. Excuse me. And so now, inbounded to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline now. She'll come down to the left wing, out to Kurth. Kurth drives in from the top of the key. Nice bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Up and in. 15-0 now, Panthers. Pass inbounded to Davis on the far side. Down to Kruger. Kruger across the timeline. Kruger has Kurth in front of her now. Over to Ellison. Ellison's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Chloe Auth. Get some changes coming in as McMahon coming in and Glaus coming in. Sabelko and Addison Auth will take a seat. And so inbounding it is Omen. Omen's pass intercepted. Intercepted by Chloe Auth. She'll take it the rest of the way. Up and in. So 17-0 now, Panthers. And over to Kruger now. Kruger not across the timeline. Back to Davis. Davis lost control of the ball. Chloe Auth comes up with it. But then Davis steals it away. And she tries to pass it off to Volz. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Glenwood City ball. I think Gloss tried to steal it back. So inbounding it is Omen. Omen looking, still looking, and it inbounds it now to Volts. Volts on the right wing. Volts now. Bounce pass inside, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt. And so we'll try that again. Omen now will inbound it here on our right. 17-0, Panthers lead, 14:32 remaining in the half. And looking and inside to Davis. Davis, though, can't take the shot. Kicks it back out to Kruger. Kruger now over to Volts. Volts left wing inside to Davis. Davis in the lane, puts up the shot, overlays it. Rebounded by Omen, puts up the shot, up and in. And a bomb back the other way to Glaus. Glaus now back to Kurth. Kurth over to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Over to McMahon now. McMahon comes over to the top of the key to Kurth. Kurth right wing. Three ball. And it makes it 20-2 now. Panthers over to Volts. Volts to Davis. Davis across the timeline for the Hilltoppers. Cross court pass to Ellison. Ellison on the right wing. Now to Davis, top of the key. Davis looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Kruger now. Kruger back to Volts. Volts on the left wing on the far side. Tries to get it in the inside out to Omen. Omen drives the post. Puts up the shot. Overlays it. No good. Hoyt loses the ball, but coming up with it is Chloe Auth. Back to Glaus. Glaus across the timeline. Kurth loses the ball. Kruger knocks it out of her hands. She regains control. But then an errant pass and intercepted by the Hilltoppers. That's number five. Shot partially blocked by Kurth. Back to Chloe Auth. To Glaus on the right wing across the timeline. Cross court pass to Chloe. Now over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Has to kick it over to Kurth. Kurth now to Chloe Auth, right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Glenwood City. That's Volts with the rebound. 20-2. Panthers lead. 12:54 remaining in the half. And Volts now across the timeline. Over to Kruger. Kruger left wing. Kruger now has the ball nearly stolen by Hoyt. And it is stolen. Ends up being stolen by Hoyt. Whistling a foul. A foul as Hoyt was trying to go on the break. Foul will be on Kruger. And so it'll be Panther ball. Let's see. So, we have Paschal now in. Addison Auth is in. And also Sabelko back in. All right. So cross timeline now to Sabelko. Sabelko over to McMahon. McMahon on the left wing. Cross court pass to Paschal, top of the key. Now to Sabelko. Sabelko right wing. Does a head fake. Can't drive in. Now to McMahon. McMahon on the right wing. She'll come back over and now try to drive inside. Can't do it to Sabelko now on the right wing. She'll drive inside. Sabelko's shot partially blocked. We get a whistle and a foul. And it will be a shooting foul. Foul will be on Kruger. Ooh, that's going to be her third. And so going to the line for two is Sabelko. And thank you to NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning, for the round-the-clock fitness and tanning access downtown Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Jerry Thompson Insurance Company, a division of ANSAI and Associates. Both free throws are good by Sabelko. Make it... Or the second free throw good, rather, by Sabelko. Makes it 21-3 now, or 21-2. Panthers crosses the timeline over to Brandt and whistle, and you get the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Panther. Nope, a foul. Foul's going to be on number 20, Kira Flick, who is in. Okay, both free throws were good. I was like, what happened here? So it's 22-2 now. There we go. All right, so away we go to Sabelko. Long cross-court pass to McMahon. McMahon tries to get it inside. Pass is tipped, but Addison Auth comes up with it. Over to Glaus now in the left corner. Cross over to Sabelko, top of the key. Now cross-court pass to McMahon to Paschal, right wing. To McMahon. McMahon staying on the outside now. Over to Glaus on the left wing. Over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth looking for a cutter inside. No one's there. Now to McMahon. McMahon inside to Sabelko, trying to drive the lane. Can't do it now. She gets cut off in trouble. Gets it to Klaus. Klaus back to McMahon on the outside. She's going to drive into the lane. They collapse in on her in the lane. Whistle travel. Yeah, she got into the lane and got surrounded by three defenders right there. And so it goes back to Glenwood City. 22-2, Panthers lead. 11:24 remaining. Inbounded now to Volts. And Volts now across the timeline for the Hilltoppers. Pass tipped by Paschal, but coming up with it is Brandt. Brandt's pass is tipped, but she gets the ball back. Cross-court pass to Davis. Davis, no shot, whistling a foul before the shot. Foul will be on Glaus. So inbounding it to our right is going to be Omen. Omen looking, and inbounded right away to Flick. Flick bounce pass to Omen on the left baseline. She's going to try and put up the shot. Anderson off, partially blocks it, and saves the loose ball back to Glaus. Pass nearly intercepted. Glaus comes up with the loose ball. She's trapped in the far corner, and gets it. Whistle foul. Looks like the foul's going to be on Glenwood City. I think that's going to be on Omen. Yep. One more foul, and it's bonus the rest of the way for the Panthers with 10:52 remaining here in this first half. 22-2, Panthers inbounded to Sabelko. Sabelko now over to Glaus. Glaus now to Addison Auth. Addison Auth quickly back the other way. Bounce pass over to Paschal. She nearly loses it in the corner, but gets it back over to Sabelko. Three ball on the way from the left wing. Shot no good. Paschal with the rebound, and whistle jump. Fighting for it was number four for Glenwood City Volts. It will go back to the Hilltoppers. Timeout Glenwood City. With 10:35 remaining, 22-2, Panthers lead. And so now, thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Jerry Barron Sons with custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds. Located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by visiting chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bowerbilt Tire and Service. Let Bowerbilt take care of all of your automotive needs. You can call them for an appointment at 672-8300 or online at bowerbilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to Valentine's Day gifts for mom, it's the Cottage downtown Durand. They are going to be having some Valentine's Day specials, so you want to order early, guys. Ladies, there'll also be a special Galentine's Day gala, and we're going to have more information on that here coming up next week. It's pretty going to be pretty cool with a few area businesses along with the Cottage that's going to have an after-hours get-together on the 13th. So we'll have more about that next week. And so inbounded now to Volts. And pass is tipped by Addison Auth, but Volts comes back up with it. Bounce pass now into the corner. Cross-court pass now over to Flick. Flick gets it into the corner to Davis. A long two shot, no good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. Addison Auth back the other way for the Panthers. Keeps it herself and puts it up and in. Coast to coast for Addison Auth to make it 24-2. Panthers approaching the 10-minute mark. Over to Davis now. Davis across the time on line, far cross-court pass now over to Flick. Back to Davis. Panthers in a zone, 2-3 zone now. And over to Davis in the corner. Cross-court pass now over to Flick. Flick tries to get it inside to Brandt. Have to kick it back outside. Pass intercepted. Intercepted by Addison Auth. Addison Auth stop, shot, and in. Addison Auth with another bucket for the Panthers to make it 26-2. And across the timeline now comes Volts. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay Glenwood City ball. All right. Paschal, McMahon, and Glaus come out. Looks like we have our original starting five back in. Yep. All right. So Hoyt's back in. Chloe Auth's back in. And Kurth's back in. And so inbounded to Davis. Whoa. And Davis gets the pass up and in. Davis fought for that and got the pass. Now over to Sabelko. Sabelko to Addison Auth. Addison Auth across the timeline on the left wing. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko now to Hoyt. Hoyt left corner. Over to Addison Auth, cross-court pass to Victoria Kurth. Head fakes the three on the right wing, drives inside, kicks it back out to Hoyt. Hoyt can't drive in on the post. She gets cut off. Now cross-court pass over to Addison Auth. Left wing, three ball. Shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt puts it on the ground, drives inside, up and in. And so 28-4 now, Panthers, 8:55 remaining. And across the timeline come the Hilltoppers inside to Davis. Davis overlays it, no good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. On the far side, bomb to Kurth. Kurth tries to get it back over to Chloe Auth. Tip, 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 tip. Auth comes up with it, but they got to reset the offense. Chloe Auth now on the left wing. She's going to drive inside. Chloe Auth drives inside, puts up the shot, whistle, foul. She'll go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on number 12, and that is going to be on McGee. And thank you to the JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Duran. The Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Duran Fresh Market. Don't forget to download the app for additional savings, all those different weekly savings. Visit freshmarkets.com for more information. First free throw, no good. And next free throw on the way by Chloe Auth. It's good. So makes the second one to make it 29-4. Panthers in the bonus the rest of the way, by the way. 8:28 remaining. And across the timeline is Flick. Pass nearly intercepted. Flick comes back up with it, but it's stolen. Stolen by Sabelko. Sabelko back the other way, lays it up and in. And so now Glenwood City comes back across the timeline once again. Ball stolen by Sabelko. Sabelko. Pass is intercepted, and it's going to be intercepted by number 45, Ellison. Ellison back to Davis. Davis across the timeline now. Into the corner now, over to Brandt. Brandt's trapped and gets it back over to McGee. McGee cross-court pass to Ellison, to McGee. McGee now over to Brandt. Brandt tries to drive inside, and ball knocked out of bounds by Chloe Auth. Mulhoff and number four of Volts come back in. All right, so inbounding it to our right is Flick. Flick looking, and gets it inbounded to Volts. Volts now over to Ellison. Ellison back to Volts, staying outside. Panthers back into a man-to-man defense, and the ball's going to be off of Flick's foot and out of bounds. Panther ball, 31-4, Panthers lead. Inbounded now to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth. A bomb to Kurth. Kurth to Hoyt. Hoyt and up and in. 33-4 now, Panthers. Volts across the timeline for Glenwood City. Volts now looking for a cutter. Panthers now in a 3-2 zone. Kind of alternating this defense here. Back over to Volts. Volts now to Ellison. Ellison to Volts. Volts now back to Mulhoff on the left wing, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Chloe Auth. And so inbounding it on the far side will be Flick. Flick inbounds it now to Mulhoff. Mulhoff back to Ellison. Ellison cross-court pass to Flick. Flick looking for a cutter. No one there. Now to Volts. And a cross-court pass to Flick. Excuse me. And rebounded or stolen by Kurth. Kurth takes it the rest of the way. And to make it 35-4, Panthers, 6:53 remaining here in the first half. Thank you to Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Give Rhonda a call or visit her online at numbersrus.com. Find out how a daily money manager can help you save your family money and protect your family from fraud, too. Again, give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com. Durand Smokehouse, the hog sale going on right now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Find out more as we get ready for the spring grilling season. Hey, when it's 50 degrees out, I start thinking it's time to start grilling out, right? Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health and 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit wwt.coop. Please thank all of our sponsors Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. Okay, so timeout is done. Panthers leading 35-4, 6:53 remaining in the half. And inbounded now to Mulhoff. And across the timeline. And over to Volts. Volts on the left wing as Sabelko, and they get back to the outside now. Ellison on the far side. Inside to Volts. Volts now passes knocked away by Kurth over to Hoyt. Hoyt now gets in. She's getting double-teamed, but it gets it over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth passes tip, but Kurth comes up with it. Bomb over to Addison Auth just a little bit high. Out of bounds. Goes back to the Hilltoppers. So inbounded to Ellison, who will come across the timeline. Again, Panthers back into that 3-2 zone. Ellison now to Mulhoff. Mulhoff back to Ellison. Bounce pass now to McGee on the left wing. McGee's, not a high pass, but McGee comes back up with it. Over to Mulhoff. Mulhoff inside to McGee, knocked away by Kurth. Kurth now loses the ball, and it's going to be a jump. It'll be Panther ball. Gloss coming in now. Also, McMahon coming in and Paschal coming in. Sabelko comes out. Kurth comes out. And Addison Auth comes out. All right. 5:58 remaining in the first half. 35-4 Panthers. And inbounded now to Chloe Auth. And to Chloe Auth across the timeline. And now over to Paschal. Paschal on the left wing. Hands it off to Hoyt. Hoyt now back to McMahon, to Chloe Auth. Right wing does not take the three. She'll drive in from the wing. Oh, nice bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Up and in. 37-4 Panthers. And coming across the timeline is Ellison. Ellison now bounce pass over to Volt. Volt's now inside to Brandt, but has to kick it back out. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Paschal. Paschal gets surrounded, but gets it off to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth on the far side now over to McMahon. McMahon on the right wing. Let's everybody go by. Cross-court pass now to Paschal at the top of the key. Over to Chloe Auth, left wing. Chloe Auth's going to drive in from the left wing. Splits two defenders off the glass, up and in. 39-4 Panthers approaching the five-minute mark. And across the timeline now comes McGee. McGee over to Ellison. Ellison to Mulhoff, still outside. Mulhoff is going to drive in, takes a tough shot up at the free throw line. It goes out of bounds. Panther ball. Kruger coming in now for the Hilltoppers as Ellison comes out. And Hoyt to inbound it to our right. Inbounds it to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth with a bomb to McMahon. McMahon on the right wing, over to Hoyt, Hoyt right corner. To Chloe Auth, top of the key, she'll drive inside, puts up a tough shot, under, lays it, no good. And a jump ball. It'll go to Glenwood City, fighting for that. Number 10, Brandt, fighting with Paschal for it. And so inbounded now to Kruger, who's back in for the Hilltoppers. And Kruger now pass over to McGee. McGee inside pass to Kruger, drives it. No, whistle, foul. And so foul will be on Chloe Auth. So we'll try that all again. Glenwood City to inbound it to our right. And inbounding it will be McGee. McGee looking. And gets it inbounded to Brandt. Brandt's pass is knocked away by McMahon. Back over to Paschal. Paschal now to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth comes up across the timeline. Over to McMahon. McMahon now to Paschal. Paschal on the left wing to McMahon. She'll score up. Three ball. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Glaus. Glaus back to McMahon. McMahon now to Hoyt. Hoyt drives inside. Splits two defenders. Count it. And the foul. Foul will be on number 10, Brandt. So going to the line to complete the three-point play is Hoyt. Thank you to the Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for the daily specials like today's Friday Fish Fry. That's the Riverside Grill downtown Durant. Free throw no good. Loose ball, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be off of the Panthers, and so it will go back to Glenwood City. 41-4 Panthers lead, 3:58 remaining here in the first half. Our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. As Kruger not across the timeline. Now she is, but just barely. And over to Davis, who's back in. Davis now tries to work off the screen, comes down to the left wing, handoff over to Brandt, back to Kruger. Back to Davis now. Davis is going to drive in. Can't drive in. Gets cut off. Cross-court pass now over to Brandt. Brandt left wing. Drives inside. Gets cut off. Loose ball. Goes out of bounds. Think was knocked out of bounds by Chloe Off. Sabelko coming back in. Addison Off coming back in. Chloe Off comes out. And McMahon comes out. And Kurth comes in. And Hoyt goes out. And now number 33 for the Panthers coming in, Emma Pelkey, and Glaus goes out. So a bunch of changes here by the Panthers. And we're ready to go. Davis to inbound it. Davis looking. Gets it out to Kruger now. Kruger on the left, or right wing rather. Hand off to McGee. McGee back to Davis, still on the outside. Inside now to McGee. She's trapped in the corner, but manages to get it out to Volz. Volz drives in from the right wing, loses the ball, and now whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 12. That's going to be on Victoria Kurth. 3:12 remaining in the half, 41-4 Panthers. And McGee to inbound it to our right. McGee looking and gets it to Davis. Davis puts up a quick shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Paschal. Paschal, though, is trapped, but gets it over to Addison Auth, to Pelkey, to Kurth. Kurth up under, lays it, no good. Pelkey with the rebound, overlays it. Kurth gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Sabelko. Sabelko over to Pelkey. Pelkey now back to Auth. Auth to Kurth. Over to Addison Auth now, back to Sabelko. Sabelko left wing, over to Pelkey. Pelkey now, cross-court pass to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing, she'll drive into the lane. Over to the right wing, Addison Auth right wing. Three ball, rims out, do good. Rebounded by Davis. To Kruger now. And Kruger across the timeline for the Hilltoppers. Kruger now comes down to the right wing, hands it off to Davis. And Davis squares up, top of the key, three ball on the way, off hard off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Kruger at the free throw line, back to Davis. Davis is going to hesitate, now tries to drive inside, gets cut off, back to Kruger on the outside. Now over to Volz on the left wing. Now we get another three ball, shot rims out, no good. And rebounded by Addison Auth. Whoa, look out. Ooh, Addison Auth came down hard, and we're going to have a stop. And so we got a stop here, and the foul will be on Volz, but we do have a stop. Addison Auth is down, and so we are going to have a break here. 41-4, Panthers lead, 2 minutes remaining here in the half. And she gets up. And walks off slowly, but she's up under her own power, okay? So she's going to take probably a seat. They're going to check her out. And going to the line then will be, we're going to have, looks like McMahon to the line for the 1-1. And so first free throw on the way, off the back of the rim, no good, rebounded by Davis. Davis now over to Kruger. And Kruger now will come across the timeline. Kruger now over to Volz. Volz cross-court pass to Davis. Davis now over to Brandt. Brandt now to Flick. Flick top of the key now to Volz on the left wing, comes over to the top of the key, trying to work off the screen now to Kruger. Kruger now works off a screen, comes down to the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Shot put up by Brandt, up and in. And so inbounded to Sabelko, 41-6 Panthers, minute 28 remaining. Over to Paschal. Paschal now's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by number 20. That is Flick to knock it out of bounds. Stays Panther ball. They'll inbound it on the far side. And Kurt to inbound it on the far side. Coming in for the Hilltoppers, number 2, Mulhoff, as Kruger comes out. And so inbounded to Sabelko. Panthers lead 41-6. Over to McMahon now. McMahon now back to Paschal. Paschal on the right wing, tries to drive inside, kicks it back out to Sabelko. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Pelkey, puts up the shot. Oh, it rims out. Tip, 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 and coming up with it is the Hilltoppers. That's Mulhoff. He comes down the other way. Oh, loses the ball off her foot. Now we got to scramble for it. Coming up with it is Flick on the right wing. Cross-court pass now over to Volz. Volz back at center. Comes over to the right wing, drives inside. Can't put up the shot. Pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Kurt. Hoyt and also Mueller come in, while Pelkey and Paschal come out. So inbounding it now. Inside to Davis. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on McMahon. And so inbounding it to our right will be Flick again. Flick inbounds it to Davis. Davis on the right baseline, puts up a shot, partially blocked. Flick comes up with the loose ball up and in. So Flick gets the loose ball after the block. 41-8 Panthers. Cross the timeline now over to McMahon. McMahon back to Mueller. Over to Kurth. Kurth right wing, drives inside right around one defender, up and in. 24 seconds remaining, 43-8 Panthers over to Volz. Volz now across the timeline. Volz across the timeline over to Mulhoff. Mulhoff now, top of the key, cross-court pass over to Flick. Flick bounce pass inside to Brandt. Brandt puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Mulhoff. Mulhoff now looking for a cutter. Oh, and finds Davis. Davis on the right part of the lane, puts up a shot. We're at the halftime. No good on the shot. 43-8 Panthers lead. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News the Trump White House is compiling a list of agents and officials at the FBI they want gone, including anyone tied in any way to the insurrection and classified documents investigations.
It's very concerning to FBI agents and to former agents and people in the law enforcement community that these actions are being taken, and reactions are still coming in, and there's a lot of concern on Pennsylvania Avenue across from the Justice Department.
ABC's Jack Date. At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a 5-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing next to it. Cause undetermined. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car. He maintained his innocence since his arrest. Bowman's the third execution in South Carolina in 4 months. This is ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
The 17th-ranked Hockey Badgers open a two-game weekend series at 4th-ranked Minnesota tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After losing 2 one-goal games to the Gophers earlier this season in Madison, Badger Ben Dexheimer can't wait for the rematch.
I think this will be one of the most fun weekends of the year. Every hockey player loves to be the bad guy, and that's exactly what we are this weekend, and it'll be sold out and a lot of fun.
Badgers start the weekend in 4th place in the Big Ten race. The number 1-ranked Badger women also on the road. They play the first of a 2-game set at Minnesota Duluth tonight. Bucks wrap up their 4-game road trip. They're in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Bucks guard Damian Lillard named to the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star team as a reserve. It's his 2nd All-Star appearance in a row and 9th overall. Wisconsin native Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat also named to the Eastern Conference squad. College basketball on tap tomorrow. The Badgers at Northwestern. Marquette hosting UConn tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Bush to battle at Bowman Gray. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
2021 Clash winner Kyle Busch also finished in the top 3 in every Clash over 3 seasons at the LA Coliseum. This year, however, it's a new ball game with the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray. The 2-time NASCAR Cup Series champ has no experience at the unique venue other than a brief visit.
Track is really narrow getting into 3, really narrow coming off of 4 with the grandstands the way they are and the wall protruding the way that it does. But I've never been there. I've never raced there. I take that back. I've walked around the track, but I've never been there for a race. I've never watched competition on the track. So I've seen plenty of the highlight reels on YouTube, though.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School. Halftime, 43-8, Panthers lead. Addison Auth probably will not be returning tonight. She's not in the warm-ups as well. So don't expect Addison Auth back here in the second half again, even with the, especially with this big lead of 43-8. On our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard, Goodhue is leading Cannon Falls and boys basketball at halftime, 48-18. Also, River Falls over Chippewa Falls, 24-17 at halftime.